You're listening to the audio production of Falling Free, Rescued from the Life I Always Wanted by Shannon Martin, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ginny Welsh.
Foreword, Jen Hatmaker. Okay, fine. I'll be honest. Shannon and I first bonded over brine. While I want you to know that we are both women of substance, authenticity requires that confession. We also love pickles. Really, all pickled products. We have had meaningful, passionate conversations about beets. We feel equally devoted to vinegars. We are twin sisters in flavor profiles. And should Corey and Brandon pass away tragically on the same day, we could happily coexist as sister wives, as our youngest daughters are basically the same person, and we know how to parent her/them. I tell you this because I want you to know that Shannon is a trustworthy guide through the conversations in this book. Super uncomplicated, easy stuff like consumerism and poverty and opening your home to incarcerated young adults and selling dream homes. She is you. She is me. She isn't some impossibly precious, otherworldly, international missionary who can't relate to you. Her story feels at once familiar and spectacular, ordinary and exceptional. You will discover that at the same time her words make you squirm, you wish you lived next door to her. You will want her wisdom, and you will want her pickles. These are my favorite types of guides. The ones who say super honest things about feelings and dreams and hang-ups and failures. The ones that don't prescribe a kingdom-centered life without also disclosing their own stumbles and white-knuckled fear along the way. This sort of transparency invites us in, paves a road in our imaginations, gently shines a light on a road less taken. And this book holds the story of a road less taken. It will stress you out and give you hope. It will draw you in and freak you out. It will help you take a good, honest look at what you have, where you are, what you want, where you want to go, what you are willing to say yes to, what you are willing to say no to. They are good questions, reader, ones we should be asking and answering. Shannon never prescribes the answers, by the way. This isn't a life template. It doesn't offer a formula. It is just one person's story. But the underlying currents, the simmering tension, the beautiful kingdom God has invited us all into remain consistent. You will absolutely connect to feelings, scriptures, longings, frustrations, fears. You will positively identify with expectations, confusion, new vision, neighborliness, surrender. I certainly did. This was my favorite paragraph in the entire book. He invites us also into his curious existence and offers to lighten our load so we can finally touch freedom. We'll know it when we see it. Our hearts were created to track it down. He points us towards home, and though we may know little else, we know it's where we belong. That's the end game for falling free. Freedom. If that is the only promise that draws you in, let me be the first to tell you, you will find it within these pages. To be fair, it may not look one hot iota like what you expected, but you will uncover it nonetheless. Some of the particulars will be unique to Shannon's story, but you will find 100 points of connection, of recognition, of conviction. And when I think of what God will do with this brave telling in the lives of countless readers, well, I am standing on my tiptoes, watching with bated breath, thrilled to see God's kingdom come in our generation full of ordinary, regular folks, prepared to say simply, without fanfare or any sort of savior complex or agenda, "Here we are, God. Send us." Introduction. I'm supposed to be a farm girl. Right now, I should be wearing a prairie skirt, traipsing barefoot to my gardens, staking my delphinium with vintage ribbon, catching raspberries in the bowl of my apron. That's how I always saw myself. It was my secret dream, and I knew if I ever got there,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?